Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Cast and sports entertainment is Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Snack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for The Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and riding shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Mad Maddie Mac.
Hello.
Where's Greg, Maddie?
Still on vacation, I presume.
Yeah, that's Hold right. On. Greg is still on vacation, which means that you have to fill in for him.
Yep. Get ready for more chaos.
So what we decided to do today was we have been doing more daddy-daughter time because it's Christmas break, and I'm actually off for Christmas, which is weird, right?
Yeah, that's... I don't think, like, in my entire life that you've been off for Christmas.
So what have we been doing?
We've just been spending a lot of time together.
Yeah. And we played lots of Mario Party.
Lots of Mario Party.
So do you want to talk a little bit about why Mario Party's awesome?
Mario Party's awesome because you can screw people over. And I'm normally the one that gets screwed over, but it's still awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good game. It's a good cooperative game. 4 players local, and you can link 2 Switches to play 8.
Yeah.
And you can play online with up to 20 people.
Yes.
Which seems like chaos.
It probably... I've seen my friends play it. It is
totally chaos. And then, so we went to church on Christmas Eve. This is the part of the podcast where we just talk about what happened this week.
All right.
So we went to church on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
After we had family dinner, which was fun.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the political conversation at our family dinner table?
I wasn't listening. I was looking at memes with my cousin.
Okay. You guys left.
Yeah, we left. We were looking at memes.
And did your brother come back?
He came back eventually, yeah.
He was very politically active.
Yes.
Okay, so, and then we went to church, and yeah, we went to Midnight Mass because we've never been able to do that. I always have somewhere I'm supposed to be. So we went to the cathedral, which is like, if you're not a Catholic, it's the big church in your diocese where it's like the mother church of all the churches. So we went there.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was a nice Mass, except...
So we went in a parking garage.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to talk about the 2 things that happened during.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm getting ahead of myself. First of all, some kid threw up.
Yeah, just tossed their cookies like just 30 seconds in.
Yeah.
And what happened with their siblings?
Their siblings were like really embarrassed.
And ran away?
And ran away, yes. And then there was some lady whose ringtone went off. In the middle of the homily, and it was last Christmas.
And Whamageddon to anybody who wasn't done.
Yes.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And then we realized on the way home that person was ruining Whamageddon for everybody.
Yes. I'm assuming that person had their ringtone as...
Last Christmas.
For the entire month.
And they were Whamageddon people?
Yes, which makes them a grade A level jerk.
Which means that you have to go to confession for that. Yes. I'm sorry. Like that's mean.
Yeah. They're going to go to confession. The priest's going to be like,
Especially if you take Whamageddon seriously, that's the ones where you're getting like, how many Our Fathers do we have to do? 5,000. last one. We went and parked in a parking garage because when we got to the church, there was plows everywhere.
Yes.
And then we went to a plow park. One place was a plow, another place was a plow. So we thought it would be nice if we'd park in this garage where it was underground and nobody would do that, except none of us. Well, it shouldn't be shocking to anybody who knows that I have dyslexia or seen any of my typos.
Yeah.
Knows that I don't read.
And I was not paying attention as per usual.
Now, there were 2 other people in the car with us.
they also weren't paying attention.
Nobody was paying attention.
Nobody was paying attention.
So we parked there and we got back to the car and...
The door's locked at 1 a.m.
And what time did we get back to the car?
After 1 a.m.
Like 1:10.
Yeah.
So everybody panics, but for some reason I don't panic, which is very weird. I like how you're not like saying, no, Dad, you're the best. You never panic.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and lie on the internet.
You're not going to lie to the good people? You talked about how superior your dad was. Well, I was a superhero that night because I saw the phone number. I called security company. They sent somebody over. This nice man got a little Christmas bonus for my wife and cash, just so you know. Yeah. But we're not saying how much cash in case somebody were to figure out what happened. Anyways, and it's why we're not talking about which parking garage, because we definitely bribed this person and we got our car back and we got home, went to bed, had Christmas, did all the family stuff, had board game night with literally the smartest person we know.
Yes.
Whose GPA you're well on the way of mastering his GPA.
Except I'm an art student and he was in like freaking astrophysics or something.
Yes. Nathan has a PhD in astrophysics.
Yeah. I feel like.
And had graduated with a 4.34 GPA.
Oh,
something
my
like
gosh.
It's summa cum whatever.
Yeah.
Nathan, smartest man I've ever met. Anyways, he's so that was it. And then we've been sitting, getting up in the morning and watching What If in our Jam Jams.
Yes.
So we are going to do a complete breakdown of What If at the end of this SmackDown episode because we needed something to look forward to talk to.
Yes.
Because SmackDown was not great.
It really wasn't. It was, I nearly fell asleep.
I did fall asleep. You did wake me up. And then we were going to record this podcast at night and you were like, Dad, no. Okay. So this episode of SmackDown took place on December 27th. It is the last 2-hour episode and the last episode on Sportsnet 360. The bribe has to be a lot harder if I need to do this in the future, right?
Yes.
Do you think the recaps will be less in the 3-hour area, Maddie, or more?
More.
Why?
Definitely more.
Why more, Maddie?
More time. More recaps.
More time. More recaps. That's it. Okay. So recap number one. I think I just made work for myself in post, Maddie.
Dang.
Okay, so recap one was the attack from Saturday Night's Main Event. Okay, so you don't watch this show every week. You didn't watch Saturday Night's Main Event.
Yeah.
Did we see this recap last week?
I'm pretty sure we did.
And then Nick Aldis explained that Kevin Owens had to give back the Winged Eagle title.
Yeah.
Or, dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
So that was that recap. And I was going to call her Kelly, but that's another wrestler. You can look her up.
Wait, what?
There's another wrestler called Kelly. This is Kathy Kelly. You were making fun of this. You said something about Y2K.
No, I didn't mean it in a bad way. I meant just like that, like Bianca and Naomi's outfits were very like Y2K McBling coded. And.
Oh, I thought you made fun of Kathy. You know, Kathy Kelly's not her real name, right?
I know that's not her real name.
That's a WWE name they gave her.
I know that's not her real name.
Because you can't use your real names in WWE.
Yes.
Except if you're certain people.
So
Y2K, Naomi and Bianca's things are Y2K coded. Yeah. They're going to find out who killed Jade. But in the meantime, they got Bayley. And we were talking about their entrance. Bayley comes out dancing.
Yes.
She's got rhythm.
She does.
But it's white girl rhythm.
It's white girl rhythm. It's more rhythm than I have, but like that bar is like underground.
That bar is underground. Recap number two. And recap number two is the fact that they won the titles last week.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then Tiffy comes out and we get recap number three. No, wait, that was the recap. We saw Tiffy screw up things last week. And then Tiffy comes out by herself. The rest of Nia Jax's team, her and Candace, come out together. And they call her out for failing the attack. And they're trying to avoid suspicion. Maddie, out of the six women here, Candace, Nia, Tiffy Stratton, Bianca, Naomi, and Bayley. One of these women probably attacked her. Who was it? I'll also throw in Charlotte Flair maybe attacked her, and then that's going to be her program coming back.
I honestly think it was Tiffy, but that's mainly just because I don't like her.
Why don't you like Tiffy? She's plastic.
That's why. She has like Regina George energy.
Regina George is?
From Mean Girls.
From Mean Girls. Okay, so we're getting totally different references. Some wrestling fans may not know what that reference is, Maddie. We're not the most cultured of people.
We're
some of us are.
That's fair.
But not all of us.
I mean, you did.
Yeah. Comment below if you knew who Regina George was. We'll see.
I have a thing that a TV tropes. Yeah, I'm talking about TV tropes again. I have what TV tropes refers to as fan myopia in terms of certain things. So I'm like, what do you mean you don't know who Rouge the Bat is? And they're like,
So story of this match, Mandy, was can the heels get along, which is usually not the story of matches. The faces dominate to the commercial. We get Naomi's attack, which is the derriere to the face. Maddie, this needs a name. When she rubs her butt in her opponent's face, what are we calling this?
In Soviet Russia, butt kicks you.
I'm calling this the thing that pervy wrestling fans watch over and over on the internet.
Also, most replayed.
Clickbait!
Most replayed on YouTube. You know how on YouTube you can see what the most replayed bit is? That's probably it.
So the heels can't get along. There's a tag. Then there's more stuff. And then there's we go all the way to the commercial. Eventually, Naomi hits a split-legged moonsault and gets the pin while the heels are arguing. This was just chaos.
Insanity.
Yeah, Candace got pinned by Naomi with a split-legged moonsault. And apparently this qualifies Naomi for a title match next week.
Yeah.
3 hours next week, Maddie.
3 hours.
Aren't you glad Greg's back next week?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, no, sorry. She hit the reverse bubble bomb and rolled her over for the pinfall. That's right. She hit the split-legged moonsault earlier in the match. I'm not very good at sometimes these recaps. All right. A-Town Down Under is there, and they're complaining that Braun destroyed their set last week because he was Santa Braun.
Yes.
And he threw everything.
Yeah.
And instead, they get a match. And then they get thrown out because Sami Zayn needs to talk to Nick Aldis. Maddie, what about this segment?
I said that the A-Town boys remind me of like the boys in my school that nobody liked.
You called them a specific word that I told you you can't curse on this because I don't have to get as explicit.
I'll censor myself. Then. Okay. F-boys.
F-boys. Okay, Sam. Oh, that's right. And by the way, because of we saw a recap of that destruction, so let's put that in there. There was a lot of recaps on this show, Greg. You dodged a bullet. Sammy would like to have revenge on the Bloodline. Carmelo comes in with his stupid Christmas card showing how he beat Braun last week. And apparently this pissed off Sammy enough because the adults were talking. He wants to fight Carmelo Hayes. The one thing I will say about this, Maddie, is that Carmelo Hayes has now wrestled. I'm going to name the wrestlers that he's wrestled. And I want you to tell me. Won't you tell me if that's impressive? Mm-hmm. He's had main event matches with Sami Zayn. He's also wrestled Cody Rhodes twice. And he also wrestled. Oh, there's another match he had with another champion of some kind. Anyways,
Rhodes got a repertoire on him, is what we're saying.
Now, he doesn't win any of those matches. Does that change anything?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
We're really concerned that if he keeps, because he's a good wrestler, they're going to let him keep wrestling in these high profile matches, but never win.
He's going to become like, I don't know. He's going to become like Mario in the Smash reveal trailers where everyone just keeps beating his butt.
Yeah, because Mario never wins in his own trailer,
even though it's his game.
Okay, this is where that recap should have gone because Braun Strowman comes out. He's mad. He wants to fight. Maddie makes fun of the douchebag boys. Mm-hmm. And so this is one of the commentary ones where he just beels him across the ring and that leads to the commercial. Sometimes Austin Theory gets a small advantage. And my favorite part was when we saw the drop kicks.
Yeah.
And Austin Theory like flies into the ring. Oh, I smashed my computer. Nope, didn't break it though. Austin Theory flies into the ring as I'm using my hand to talk. And he drop kicks. And then Braun Strowman barely hits a drop kick. And he goes flying.
Yeah. And I think I said yeet. I can't remember if I said it out loud or said it in my head, but I went yeet.
Yeet. That's yeet. The yeet guy is Jey Uso.
Ah.
We're not supposed to say yeet unless it's him.
Okay. Sorry. See.
And that then you yell yeet.
And then you yell yeet.
So Strowman tries. Strowman's on the top rope for some reason, because that's not a good idea. And then he gets grabbed off top ropes, but he slips out and he picks up Austin Theory and power slams him into oblivion. He's way bigger than them. How is this not going to be the end of this match?
I know, right? It's like having having Ridley play against Sonic or something.
You're really obsessed with Super Smash Brothers right now.
It's because I've been watching my friend play it like literally almost every night for the past like couple of weeks. She's absolutely like God at it, but it's just, and she like fills me in on all the lore and stuff. So that's why.
Okay.
That's why I keep making Super Smash Bros. References.
Oh, makes sense to me. Recap number four. Chelsea Green is the U.S. champion. Did we see this last week?
I think we did.
They really don't know. Like, they assume none of us have an attention span.
Yeah, they assume we have, like, we all have the attention spans of, like, maybe it's because they're, like, targeting at, like,
us.
Us and like Gen Alpha, like brain dead 12-year-olds who are used to watching short form content and therefore have the attention span of a goldfish.
So keep in mind, the guy who used to produce this show is He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Yes.
And He Who Shall Not Be Named had more recaps. Well, he's an old man.
Well, yeah.
So it's goldfish, it's Gen Alpha, it's ADHD people and senile old men.
Yes.
So we saw Chelsea Green come out, Maddie, and first we get Kevin Owens saying that he has some conditions, but he's going to come in the ring and talk to Nick Aldis, and he did that through X. I love the car stuff, because it like that was definitely shot on a good camera, but yeah. It looked like it was shot on his phone.
Yes.
And it adds to it.
Yeah,
because he's the outsider.
It looked like it was shot on like an Android phone. Sorry.
Shots fired on the androids. Next up, Chelsea Green celebration. Piper Niven's dressed to the nines with a fur boa. And she talks about her being a great American champion.
Yeah.
You know what was the irony in all this?
I don't know.
Neither of them are Americans.
Neither of the. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because she's Canadian and the other one's like.
Clearly Scottish.
Clearly Scottish.
She gives herself like 8,000 nicknames. But what is she wearing, Maddie?
She's dressed like the Statue of Liberty.
And why is that so amazing?
Because America.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
So she talks about how great she is and what, and she looks like she's going to get Piper credit, but she doesn't. And then Meechan comes out with her stick because that's her only friend. And and there's a fight and it's on and she spoils it. Maddie, what did you think of this segment?
It was definitely something. That reminded me of like a telenovela or something. Like, I don't even.
It's kind of a telenovela. I think it's supposed to be that way.
Yeah. And also the not Chelsea Green, the other girl.
Piper Niven?
No.
Meechan.
Yeah. She has like serious like Avril Lavigne energy.
Yeah. She's got that. I'm from the street and I got credibility.
Yeah.
DIY then is cornered by Nick Aldis. They think that there's eyewitnesses, which are pretty deadly, and that DIY attacked the Street Profits. But it turns out that they blame Garza and Humberto, and the fight's on.
And the fight begins.
Maddie, who actually attacked them? You didn't watch the episode at all, but Street Profits, who do you think actually attacked them?
Can I just say something really stupid?
Yeah, go be stupid.
Okay, Sephiroth.
Sephiroth attacked them.
Yeah.
He came in from Smash or Final Fantasy or whatever.
Conspiracy theory just dropped.
But this does lead to Street Profits versus Garza and Humberto. And the Street Profits are just mad. This match is really just there to show off how good both these teams are. This is a great match. But it doesn't change the fact that at the end, there was interference from Electra Lopez, who gets booted in the face by B-Fab. B-Fab can't wrestle Maddie, but boy, can she do spots.
Real.
We get a giant dive to the outside, and then we get their blockbuster. The Street Profits at the blockbuster on Garza, Angel. It doesn't really matter. I think Angel's at the outside, and Garza gets pinned. Yeah. Maddie, thoughts on this match?
It was whatever.
Yep. Shinsuke Nakamura.
I think that's the part where I almost fell asleep, actually.
Shinsuke Nakamura promo. At least it looks like that. And then we realize it's Andrade talking. And Andrade wants to fight Shinsuke for the U.S. title.
Yeah.
What happened to L.A. Knight, Maddie? Wasn't he feuding with these guys last week?
Yeah. Well, where did he go?
I'm asking you.
I don't know. He got sent to the Shadow Realm, or he got sent to the Upside Down or something. I don't know.
He got just, yeah. We don't know
where. He got sent to the Dark Forest.
L.A. Knight just disappeared off this show, which is.
He got sent to the Dark Forest.
Yeah, I got sent to the Dark Forest.
If you don't know what the Dark Forest is, it's from Warrior Cats.
Look it up.
Look it up. It's basically cat hell. But
oh, and then in the middle of all this insanity in the back, we also have the Street Profits talking about how they got what they deserved. And it turns out that this was Apollo Crews happened to be there and finally spoke up and said, hey, by the way, it was actually DIY who attacked you.
Spicy. That's a spicy meatball.
Okay, so Legado del Fantasma, which is the name of the Latino group, they got screwed.
They did.
They got tagged with a loss and they got blamed for an attack they didn't commit.
Yeah.
And it's probably never going to be brought up again.
Yeah. Certified L.
Our main event match is Carmelo Hayes versus Sami Zayn. This is when I started falling asleep. Maddie, what do you remember from this match? Nothing. Okay, good. So essentially, this match is just a backdrop for the fact that when Carmelo finally starts losing to Sami, he goes to run away and Braun chases him and beats him up. But this leads to Sami being alone in the ring, which means the Bloodline attacks him. And then when we have Braun Strowman come out, carrying Carmelo back for his beating, he lets Carmelo go to try and help Sami, but he just takes strays too.
Yeah.
They beat down the Giant. I mean, he does get a couple of shots in, but when he faced off with Jacob Fatu, there's attacks from behind. They chop his knee. They Samoan and spike him a couple times. Sami gets moonsaulted and Samoan and spiked. And my favorite part about this was Solo Sikoa yelling, I'm coming for you, Roman! And then... They advanced a lot of storylines in this.
Yeah.
Could you tell they were peaking for something else on this show? What are they peaking for, Maddie? Maybe we saw that promo about 14 times.
Netflix.
When does Raw go to Netflix? Let's see if your brain can catch.
In 2 weeks?
No.
Next week?
Yeah, it's next Monday.
Next Monday.
The promo did not work on you, child.
I know, but you said something about it being on YouTube.
Oh, SmackDown is on YouTube next week. Oh,
okay. Sorry. I got Raw and SmackDown mixed up. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, you are right. Because it's not until January. January is not Monday. You were right. I'm an idiot. And I just recorded myself being an idiot. Look at Maddie's doing a little happy dance right now. I wish the camera was on. So Maddie's right. You're right. 2 weeks to Netflix. And because next week, Sportsnet's last episode of Raw is Monday. NXT's last episode is on Tuesday. And then we're canceling our Sportsnet subscription.
Yep.
And then we're moving over to watch SmackDown on YouTube for 1 week in Canada. Yeah. And then everything's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. So a bunch of matches got made for next week. We'll talk about that later. Or we won't because I don't really care. Kevin Owens came out to the ring at the end of the last match because he wanted to talk to Nick Aldis. And Nick Aldis had to try and clear out the chaos in the last match. And this leads us to our main event. Segment, which is Kevin Owens negotiating with Nick Aldis. He has the Winged Eagle title. It's so disrespectful. I can't believe he did that. But he tries to negotiate. Nick Aldis said, this is a negotiation. Either you give me back the title or else. And then Cody's music hits. And then, yeah, go ahead. Aren't you going to sing Adrenaline in My Soul, something, something, Cody Rhodes?
No, I was just going to go dun, dun, dun.
Oh, you're making sound effects. Okay. Yeah. Kevin Owens, Nick Aldis, blah, blah, blah. So it's Cody comes out. He's not supposed to get in the ring, but he does.
If you asked me to sing the Cody Rhodes theme song, I would have accidentally sang the other version. So we're just not going to do that.
Okay. I might put that in the chat later. Cody is hanging out with everybody. Cody wants the match. He feels that he's let everyone down. And Kevin Owens is blaming everybody else blaming Cody because he sided with Roman. And Roman tried to end Kevin's career, but Kevin tried to end Cody's career. So this is now a blood feud. And they're going to have a match at the Royal Rumble, which is a ladder match where both titles will be hung up. The winner is the one who gets the title back.
Yeah.
Shades of when there were two Intercontinental champions, shades of when they merged the two world titles, lots of titles have been dealt with this way. So it looks like Owens wants to shake his hand, but when he turns his back, he attacks him. Nick Aldis tries to protect Cody's neck, but there's a bunch of cheap shots and yeah, he walks away. Maddie, this literally almost put us all, both to sleep. We can't recommend this episode of SmackDown. There's parts of this that were good.
Yeah.
So why don't we go to the synopsis?
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
And your SmackDown synopsis is brought to you by SmackDaddies.ca's t-shirt shop, including Maddie's favorite t-shirt.
Yes, the Rouge of Bat one is my favorite. If you couldn't tell.
What does the shirt say?
It says, I heart physics, and it has a picture of Rouge the Bat. And if you know, you know.
And if you know, you know. And if you don't know, well, ask the question in the chat later. So, Maddie, we're going to go back through this episode, and I'm going to press some buttons, and we're going to make some sound effects. So, first thing, all of the recaps. Done. Just done. Too many recaps.
Get them out. Get them out.
Kathy Kelly and Bianca and the chitty chatty before the match.
I don't know.
That's a buzz. If you have to say, I don't know, then it's probably like, no, don't waste my time. How about the match itself? Would you want to keep it?
I think
I want to cut it or do you want to make it faster?
I think we'd make the match faster. It wasn't the most entertaining women's match I've ever seen. I'm going to be honest. And this is coming from the person with the clear bias towards the women's matches.
Yeah, the superstar noise always makes me smile. So let's keep going. All of that talking in the back that set up all of these matches.
I'm going to say cut.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say cut. That's why I reached over for the buzzer. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Carmelo, so we're going to get Braun Strowman versus Austin Theory. What do you want to do with this one?
I have to speed it up.
Sure. Okay, Maddie, Chelsea Green's celebration and her awesomeness.
Cut. I don't like her. I'm going to be honest. She also has, no, I already said Regina George. She has, like, Heather Chandler energy. I'm just listing, like, mean girls from, like, teen movies.
You know, the sound effect I just put in was boo because it was booing you. Because the boo was because, no, you don't ever cut Chelsea Green. But
okay.
You're the guest. You get to do crazy things and we'll let people comment. You know what we are cutting? I'm making executive decision. The whole thing with DIY, Street Profits, pretty deadly.
Yeah, no, just, yeah. Do away with it.
Okay.
Off with their heads.
We already said we're going to cut the backstage nonsense promos. Carmelo Hayes versus Sami Zayn.
I honestly don't remember very, very well.
I just buzzed it.
I think that was when I just like was only half paying attention and started looking at like Smash tier list memes.
Okay, Kevin Owens and Nick Aldis and then eventually Cody Rhodes coming out to do the big talking segment. I think this is the one thing we do need to keep.
Yeah. I don't know why I just did a British accent there. I'm sometimes I just randomly do British accents.
You just talk through the sound effect, but that's okay.
Okay.
We can't hear the sound effects today.
Yeah, because I can't stop yapping.
That's fine. So that's the episode. So basically what for our clip for YouTube, what you should watch from this episode is?
Like one or two things.
Yeah, but what things specifically?
Like, what did we
We said the Cody Rhodes stuff.
The Cody Rhodes stuff. and the...
Exactly. That's pretty much it. The Cody Rhodes stuff. And if you're a big fan of Chelsea Green, the Chelsea Green celebration. If you're not a fan of Chelsea Green, then none of that. Basically, this episode was like they are still on Christmas break.
Yeah. I want to say something for Greg. Dad said you dodged a bullet. I'm going to have to disagree. I think you dodged a super freaking Nova attack.
From Smash Brothers.
Yes. That's Sephiroth's final smash from Smash. My friend main Sephiroth. She's the best Sephiroth player. She wants to be the best Sephiroth player in Canada. We'll see about that.
So there were lots of other shows on the Hub. If you've just catched us, this is not my usual partner, but our regular partner will be back. We have Storytime with Jimmy tomorrow, next up on the feed. You then on Monday will get a special bonus episode. It's part two of Trivia Bells, our trivia contest, where we will see if at this point Randy is in the lead at the halfway point. We'll see if Randy can pull it off. I mean, by some miracle, could one of the others win? Well, you'll find out. And there'll be a special guest appearance on that episode. That's a teaser. We then have, we will then have our Raw review, the last episode here on Canada on Sportsnet, the last episode on the USA Network in the USA. Then we will have our main show, which will be is hosted by Donnie and Jimmy on TSN in Montreal. You can hear it on iHeartRadio, and you can hear it all on our main my podcast provider. You think I could do this by now? And then also, you'll get NXT review with my man, Steve Swift, and lots of other content. Keep it tuned. We're adding new podcasts. Don't forget, Live Audio Wrestling will be back in the near future talking about what's a work and everything else. Join us. Check us out. We have a couple of new episodes, new shows coming in the new year. And I'm looking forward to the return of Greg shortly.
Yes.
But in the meantime, if you're done listening to Wrestling Talk, thank you for joining us. And if you're here to talk Marvel, What If? Well, I'll let the Watcher do the introduction.
Yeah.
A single choice can branch out into infinite realities, creating alternate worlds from the ones you know. I am your guide through these vast new realities. Follow me and ponder the question, what if?
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Maddie, and today we're going to be talking about something really, really cool. And no, I'm not talking about the weather outside. I'm talking about the new season of Marvel's What If on Disney Plus.
Which has how many episodes?
8, I think. Yeah, 8.
And how many episodes have we seen?
7.
So we're going to, we do have to do a short recap of the last episode.
Yeah, the last one's coming out tomorrow when we're filming this. So we haven't seen it yet, obviously.
So what we're going to do now is do general. And then we're going to do spoilers?
Yeah, sure.
So what is What If?
It's basically a collection of animated episodes that reimagine the stories of your favorite MCU heroes.
And it's based off of a comic book series.
And it's based off a comic book series.
With the same name.
With the same name.
And the What If concept is that something happens that's a little bit different.
Yes.
And so heroes end up slightly different in this universe.
Yeah.
And then we get just chaos ensues.
Yep.
So what is the overall, what was your favorite episode?
That's a tough one. I'm going to have to say either the Howard the Duck one or the Wild West one.
Yeah, I was going to say the Wild West one.
Yeah.
Wild West one was really cool. I mean, it's not too much of a spoiler to say that they reimagined Shang-Chi as a cowboy.
Yes.
And Hawkeye as a sharpshooter.
Yeah, Kate Bishop, Hawkeye as a sharpshooter.
Not other Hawkeye.
Not other
Hawkeye. One of the things we liked a lot about the episodes was the fact that we got a lot of the actual voice actors from the actual characters.
Yes. And they made them look like the characters too. It was spot on. It was like Oscar Isaac, Miguel, and Across the Spider-Verse spot on.
Yeah,
in terms of making animated characters look like the real actors.
And this really focuses on phase three of the What If of the Marvel Universe. So we had less about characters like Bruce Banner and Tony Stark and Steve Rogers. And we are more into Shang-Chi and we had what's her name from WandaVision.
Agatha.
Yeah. Agatha from Agatha All Along, I should have said.
Yes.
We had
the Eternals. We had
Shang-Chi.
You already said Shang-Chi.
Kate Bishop. Sam Wilson. What about the guys coming from the Thunderbolts movie? Shaw.
Shaw, yeah.
What's his name? The guy that plays Bucky.
Oh, Sebastian Stan.
That's it.
Yeah.
And the guy that plays the Red Guardian.
The Red Guardian, I think, is David Harbour.
Yeah, and I think that was his voice too.
Yeah, and he's also in Stranger Things. That's where I know him from. So
lots of good stuff. So, was there really an episode that you would say you don't have to watch? Like, were they any of them bad?
None of them were bad. They kept getting better with each episode, I feel like.
Yeah, the season definitely built up. The only flaw I would say in this whole thing is that allegedly this is the last season.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Marvel? Do they not like money?
Do they not like, literally, like the show is like a license to print money.
Because it's not like they're not going to have What If episodes to go for from now on.
Yeah.
They don't have to do a whole season either. I would take these as like 3 or 4 episodes over 4 weeks.
Yeah.
They could literally just do What If for the end of each movie.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, if we were to do What If the invasion worked in the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
What if Ultron succeeded? I think we already have. No. What if Thanos hooked up with Lady Death? That would be fun.
That would be fun.
What if Hela won? That could be another one.
Yep.
There's all kinds of them. What if She-Hulk became a raging monster instead of controlling her powers?
Yeah. What if
we do a whole what if and see what happened with Steve Rogers when he went back in time?
Yes. That's a great idea.
Yeah, there's some really good what if scenarios they could do. I mean, what if they came up with a better ending to that when Doctor Strange went and talked to Peter Parker?
Yes.
What if they actually just went and talked to the Board of Emissions instead of using magic?
No, literally. What if they did the, what if they actually did the warp zone, how it should have ended ending? Like,
if the ending was 10% smarter? Okay. So at this point, that's our general thoughts on what if. It's really hard to talk about the show without spoilers. So goodbye. I'm going to play a sound here that is going to be your warning. Get out. And that was a boo. If I don't remember to fix it in post, I'm supposed to put a warning sound in, like a wah, wah, wah. But if I should have fixed that in post. And if I didn't, well. Okay, so Maddie, let's get into spoilers. Why don't you go? So we're now going to get really nerdy. So if you, let's bring up episode one. What's the first episode?
Episode one was, what if the Hulk fought the Mech Avengers? This was the Transformers one, or the Voltron one.
Or the Power Rangers one. So essentially, the main Avengers get destroyed by, the Hulk tries to cure himself. And
it does not go well.
There's a whole on your left thing where it's Sam Wilson becoming friends with Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
And he creates his own Hulk monster, and the Hulk monster kills all the Avengers. And then the Avengers only succeed because they make a mech.
Yeah.
And then it turns out they didn't actually beat the monster. He just kind of hid, and he brought an army to go fight.
Yeah.
And they then use Bruce Banner's coding to create like the craziest mech.
Absolute insanity.
So shout out to all of the mechs, whoever designed them. They all looked awesome.
Yes.
I really liked Moon Knight's mech and Shang-Chi's mech.
Yes.
With the giant rings. He was using the rings in his mech.
Yeah.
That was pretty stellar.
That was epic.
but even Voltron mech can't beat the giant Goliath. So Bruce Banner turns himself into Hulkzilla. Is that the best way to describe that?
Yes, Hulkzilla, precisely.
And it was awesome. The fight, the Hulkzilla fight was awesome. So we got, not only did we get Voltron, we also got classic Japanese monster movie.
Yes. It's like Voltron meets Kaiju. It's like the coolest. It's awesome.
So we watched this episode. We didn't watch it on launch day because we were a day behind. So then we double watched this one with the next episode. What was the episode 2?
Oh, yes, this one.
Okay, go ahead.
What if Agatha went to Hollywood?
So this episode is the theater. You called it.
The theater kid special.
This is the nerdiest episode ever.
Yes.
I love this episode because we got Bollywood meets old Hollywood.
Yes. There was an entire like dance number and like it was insanity. It was just actually insanity.
We got Jarvis in this episode.
Yes.
But he was actually the butler.
Yes.
And we got Howard Stark in this episode, who they thought didn't know what was going on, but was like, no, I'm just cheap and I don't. You using your magic means I have no special effects budget. And they beat up the Eternals.
Yes. In the sky.
It was a giant sky battle, musical montage, awesomeness.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Literally no notes, just perfection.
And then we went on to episode 3. And this one we started watching them one every morning after breakfast.
Oh, what if the Red Guardian stopped the Winter Soldier? This one was hilarious.
So the Winter Soldier is trying to kill Howard Stark. Tony Stark's parents. I don't remember his wife's name. Maria and Tony. And the Winter Soldier stops it.
You would have thought I would have remembered Maria, but I guess not.
But buddy cop movie, Maddie.
Yes. Literally buddy cop movie. Oh my gosh.
And we get the return of Giant Man.
Yes.
And what was the name of the ranger? Her last name was
Morales. And I was like,
Miles's mom.
Miles's mom.
Or sure. Miles's grandmother.
Mayhaps, or maybe like his aunt or something.
It was really cool. Like that was a nice little play there. Not clearly the famous Morales, but well done. Buddy cop movie. We have Russian super spies trying to kill them. We have the CIA trying to kill them. It's just insanity. It's like all around.
Mêlée à trois. It's great.
And it turns out that Winter Soldier gets recaptured, but the Red Guardian gets to be a PE teacher and he gets recruited to like the 1980s Avengers.
Yeah. My favorite part was like the one-liners that like the actors were spitting out. Those were great.
The communist lines where it's like, you must be freed from the peoples. And
no, it was like there was a specifically one line where they were driving through the farm and he was like, the most exploited animals on this farm are the workers. And then the Winter Soldier says, you're more brainwashed than I am.
Like Sebastian Stan. Mwah. Man, just perfect timing. It makes me wonder, was that written or was that
ad-libbed? It might have been ad-libbed.
Either way, it was so good.
Oh my gosh. And then I was like talking to Mimi about how Mimi, my friend, I was talking about how the Winter Soldier and Shadow the Hedgehog are literally the same character and how did they get away with that? And then we ended up making like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and it's like Shadow the Hedgehog, Mewtwo, the Winter Soldier, and Sephiroth.
The angry they are broken by the machine and now they're coming for revenge.
Yeah, and they were like either like made in a lab or like genetically altered in a lab type of stuff. Yeah,
you could throw, if you're going to go Dragon Ball, you could throw Broly in there.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, messed up heroes. That takes us to...
Sephiroth, not a hero, but...
Maddie, what's the next episode?
Next episode is What If Howard the Duck Got Hitched?
This was your favorite episode, I think.
Yes. Oh, my.
So who did Howard the Duck marry?
Darcy.
And Darcy's from? She's a scientist in like, I think she definitely appears in WandaVision.
Yes.
As a scientist, but she was one of the characters in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes, her, yeah.
So anyways, it's the both of the voice actors for Howard Duck and her. And then they get married and they have an egg.
Yes.
And the whole episode is that this egg is some sort of cosmically superpowered character.
And everybody wants it. Everybody's after it.
And everybody is after it. We get all kinds of chaos. But the winning for this one is Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Because whenever he teleported, he said, you don't remember this?
Wait, I think.
He says, Fury, out!
Fury, out!
It's like, Samuel L. Jackson, you just knew your role in this.
Yes.
Tom Hiddleston's in this episode.
Yeah. Chris Evans is in this episode.
We have Thanos in this episode. It's just the craziness. The craziness of this episode. It's just all the cameos.
Yeah.
Give me all of the cameos. And in the end, it turns out they were the best ones to raise the egg. We'll just put this on the shelf for now, and we'll revisit what happens to the baby known as Birdie.
Yes. Perfect name, by the way. No notes.
No notes. Keep going.
What if the Emergence destroyed the Earth?
So in this episode, the Eternals Earth gets destroyed, and Riri Williams and a smattering of heroes are trying to stop Mysterio, who claims power after all the heroes die and is like just a bad dude.
Insane. You know what he is literally, you know who it reminded me of? So
is this a Sonic character?
Yes. I said Infinite if he was actually cool.
Okay.
Infinite is from Sonic Forces, and which is a really mid game, and they make him up to be like really like intimidating, but then it's just like, and he has like illusion powers and whatever, and then he's just like this big crybaby whose entire backstory was that Shadow bullied him, so he became evil.
It's just a stupid. Anyways, the point being is that this was a very good episode. Riri Williams really shines. Looking forward to her show next year coming out on Disney Plus. We get is he Benjamin Wong? Benjamin Wong plays Wong.
Yes.
And we get Okoye.
Yeah.
And Valkyrie.
Yes.
And who else is the other like hero? There's like five of them. No, I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
The point is, there was a lot of people in this.
And yeah, Riri Williams is amazing. And the whole thing is the Watchers setting us up for the fact that Riri gets to fight Mysterio at the end and she's going to fail. And then he interferes a little bit. He like basically whispers, get up, and she fights and she saves the world and she frees them from Mysterio's capture. And this is when we find out that somebody's watching the Watcher.
Yes, someone is watching the Watcher.
And the Watcher's interfered. So not good things are about to happen.
Yes.
And that just kind of gets left as a breadcrumb for the Wild West episode.
Yeah.
Which is, we've already talked a little bit about, Shang-Chi is known as the Ten Rings. He's got the Master of Kung Fu. And
Kate Bishop is just Hawkeye.
With a gun.
With a gun.
My favorite is the fight scene from the beginning where he throws his hat. He says, can I take off my hat? And he throws his hat up. And the whole thing is that if you ring the bell 10 times, he shows up. 10 rings, get it?
Ha, yes. Ha, ha.
So he then starts beating people up, and Kate Bishop is just shooting bullets, and as different guns land to her, she catches them and keeps shooting.
Yeah.
It's, and before the hat hits the ground, he catches it, and they've cleared the room.
Yeah.
Just insanity.
Beautiful. No notes.
So eventually they're chasing down, he's looking for his sister, who has been captured by the Hood, because she came to America to try and make a new life and realize the Hood was capturing Chinese immigrants or Asian immigrants and
sending them onto ghost trains.
Yeah, which had like hover capabilities.
Yeah.
Weird science-y mumbo jumbo. And then also, which they only say weird science-y because it's like 1850 something.
Yeah.
And there's like technology. So then also we have Kate Bishop, whose whole family was killed by the Hood, and she's out for revenge, and the two of them are together. They eventually pick up this kid who is like
a badass
with Kung Fu. And at the end, they call him Iron Fist.
Yes.
Wink.
Wink.
So I get where this is going. If we're getting another season, this better be one of the ones they pick up.
Real.
So the trick in this is that there's another villain that's in this show, and he's hypnotizing people to do his bidding.
Yeah.
Conscripting them, shall we say.
Yes.
And it turns out he's the one that killed Kate Bishop's family.
Yeah.
The kid eventually is super crucial because the Watcher saves the kid when he's being chased, and the kid rings the bell near the end of the fight scene. The Ten Rings gets Shang-Chi to fight harder against the Hood. And while he's fighting the Hood, he realizes that the Hood is actually his sister, and his sister's been possessed by the demon that's in the Hood.
Yes.
And Kate Bishop kills the guy that killed her parents, and she shoots the Hood when the Hood's about to kill Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, yeah.
And at the end, she's so devastated she killed his sister, and Shang-Chi looks at her and says, "Kate, my sister's been dead for a long time."
Yeah, that episode like blew my mind. Like, I think,
Kate,
I my mind, like, I'm gonna say no notes for like the 17th time, but no notes.
No, it was great. And then at the end, the Watchers interfered for the last time because the Watchers that watch the Watcher capture Watu, and when he crashes into the wall in his domain, the barriers breaks and shards go flying, and that's important for the last episode. We got to the second last episode. We hate Disney.
Yeah.
We hate Disney.
We hate Disney because they left us on a cliffhanger.
What was the point of that? Thank God it's only 24 hours.
I know.
Right? I would be really mad if it was a week.
If it was longer than that, I don't know what I would have done. Probably like...
hate mail.
A felony.
We would have stormed the castle.
We would have stormed Walt Disney World.
Storm the castle and take the bit episode. So the last episode before the season finale, or an allegedly series finale, is What If the Watcher Went Missing? And this is the episode where the Watcher's been taken away. And it turns out that he's created the Exiles.
Mm-hmm.
And who are the Exiles, Maddie? Well, they're okay. I can tell you who they are from the comic books. They're a group of people that travel through the multiverse to fix things.
Yes.
Okay. But who are our exiles in this version?
So we got Peggy Carter.
Yep.
We got, what's the indigenous girl's name again?
I don't remember. So why don't you look that up? We got Birdie from the episode where Howard the Duck and Marcy create a kid. It's that Birdie, yes, who has super cosmic duck powers because she was born on a celestial day where she has ridiculous powers like heat vision, flight, super speed. Oh, and we have Storm, played by the voice actor who plays Storm in X-Men 97 with Thor's hammer.
Yes. The indigenous girl's named Kahori, and she has like the portals and stuff.
Yeah, she has a mystic power. And then they're led by Peggy Carter, who is just a super soldier.
Yes.
Plus, we start the episode in the world where it is the world where the
Infinity Ultron.
No, we start the episode with with the Mohawk.
Yes.
She is, it's killing me. Gamora. No, wait, Gamora's the good sister?
Nebula.
Nebula has the Mohawk from the Ravagers, and they are Novas, and they're defending the Earth. And it turns out there's a giant portal monster with arms, and they kill it. And turns out they have to try to get to the Watcher. And the first thing, Birdie tries to engineer away.
Yeah.
And then Thor tries the magical way, and they realize the only way to do this is to find an Ultron and let him absorb the shard and do that.
So they get Infinity Ultron.
So they go to find an Infinity Ultron, and Peggy finds an Infinity, goes off on her own because she doesn't want to risk her friends because there was way more exiles, we learn, and half of them are dead.
Yep.
So Peggy goes off to try and save Ultron, and it turns out that this Ultron's not evil. He has been alone long enough that he has realized that without life, there is no chaos, but without life, there is no peace.
Yes.
There's just silence. So he absorbs the final shard, and they go to save Peggy because Peggy's being also captured by the Watchers. And then Disney puts up the to be continued symbol. I'm awkwardly staring into Maddie's eyes like Shen. Get her to say, stupid Disney.
Disney?
Like,
you're on my list.
We love you, Disney, for making this show, but seriously.
You're on my list.
So we have to get up early tomorrow before we go to church and watch this. Because there's no way we're making it through the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So anyways, needless to say, we're going to watch this episode tomorrow. It was an excellent episode. And yeah, we'll probably do a bonus episode somewhere in the next couple of days where we talk about
just
how this wraps up, and it'll basically be our love letter to What If. Plus, don't cancel it, Disney.
Real. Someone start a change.org petition. I'm too lazy to do it. Someone else do it.
Yeah, somebody else do it. We don't have the attention span. We barely got attention span through this podcast. So that's pretty much it for this episode of our Nerd Corner. We really should come up with a name for this.
Yeah.
Because whenever you fill in for Greg, I think we'll just watch something nerdy.
We could just call it like the info dump.
The info dump, like two people with ADHD.
Yes.
Just talking about nerding out.
Yeah. Plus me making random side comments about like Sonic and stuff that's completely not relevant normally.
The other things we will recommend for you if you're nerdy, Mr. Beast on Prime, the Beast Games.
Yes.
And the ongoing series, maybe at the end of the Star Wars series, we should do a podcast. We can talk about the Skeleton Crew as a whole.
Maybe.
Because the Skeleton Crew is an excellent show. We don't actually watch it together because we watch it at very different times. But boy, is that good.
Yes.
Part of me doesn't want to go do New Year's stuff and just stay home and watch Skeleton Crew. Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's enough.
I want to see my friends, though.
All right, we'll go to do fine. We'll be social and then we'll nerd out the next day. Okay.
I might be sleeping the next day.
Fair enough. Well, anything else you want to tell the folks, Maddie? Where do we find you on your socials?
My main channel is Fairy Fandoms. The handle is BejeweledBat13. My second channel, where I do Webkinz and American Girl doll stuff, is Cheeky Cece. That's spelled C-E-C-I. And also, no, that's it. I was going to say something stupid. Can I say something stupid?
Sure. I have to plug my stuff. Can you say the stupid thing is the last word?
Okay, sure, yeah.
So smackdaddies.ca, you can find our podcast. We are also on YouTube. I should know this by now. We are on the YouTubes, as Randy likes to say. We are the Smack Daddies or Smack Daddies CA. Also on Instagram and on Twitter. We put out reels. We put out all kinds of content. Plus, you can get cool merch over at Smack Daddy Shop. I have an idea for a shirt that I'm going to work on with Maddie after this podcast. I'm going to pitch it to her. And if it comes out, I will put it in one of my socials this week.
Yes.
And then finally, Maddie, the last word is to you. Say something stupid.
Put Shadow in Smash 6 Sakurai or else I will find you.
We the ones.
A Friday night, SmackDown and beyond. Go to the outer limits of your mind with the Smack Daddies. Go to the outer limits of your mind with the Smack Daddies.